Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A Conversation Between Classmates. Pages 176 and 177.
I don't want to study anymore. Do you want to go to the student center, Heather? I think they're showing a movie tonight.
Maybe later, Maria. I have to finish preparing for the memory contest.
What memory contest?
Well, we're having a memory contest in my psychology class.
Why?
Because we're learning about memory, and the professor thought it would be a good experiment. Have you ever heard of superior autobiographical memory?
Superior autobiographical memory? No, I don't think I have. What is it?
It's when a person has an incredible aptitude for remembering things about their own life. People with superior autobiographical memory can remember virtually everything that's ever happened to them.
Oh, I saw a TV show about that. You know about that show Amazing Science, don't you?
Yes.
So, on the show, they ask people questions such as, what were you doing on August 10th, 2005? And these people were able to answer the questions exactly. They almost never got a question wrong. It was really fascinating.
Yeah. People like that have always been very rare, I think. But in class, I learned that researchers at the University of California say they've found at least 8 people who have superior autobiographical memory, including one TV star. It's really unprecedented.
How do they do it? I mean, how do they remember everything so clearly?
Well, the scientists found that some parts of these people's brains are bigger than normal, including the part called the hippocampus.
I'm not sure I know what that is. What can you tell me about it?
Not much. I know it's part of the brain, and obviously it's really important for memory function. Oh, and I know the word originated from 2 ancient Greek words, hippo meaning horse and campus meaning sea monster.
It means seahorse monster?
That's right. It was called that because it sort of looks like a seahorse. Anyway, one of the case studies I just read about was about this famous case in Connecticut in 1953. A doctor named William Scoville had a patient with epilepsy, which is a brain condition that affects some people. Scoville removed most of the patient's hippocampus trying to cure the man's epilepsy.
What? That doesn't sound ethical to me.
Well, epilepsy is a serious condition, and I guess the doctor thought it was worth the risk. I mean, don't forget, it was 1953, and doctors didn't know then what they know now. So, anyway, after he removed most of the hippocampus, he found that the patient had lost his memory.
His entire memory?
Well, no. The man could still remember some things, and he was still able to have some happiness, and science gained a lot of understanding about the brain thanks to him.
I see. Memory is so important. I have a really bad memory. I'd love to learn how to improve it.
Oh, there are lots of ways to enhance your ability to remember things. For example, do you know about the method of loci?
No, I don't think I've ever heard of it. What is it?
Well, it's also called the method of location. It's a good way to remember lists of words. First, in your mind, you need to picture a path that you know well, such as the way to school or to work, for example. The path is the framework that will hold the information.
Okay.
Next, you look at a list of words and create an image for each word. For example, the image for philosophy could be a statue of a famous philosopher. An image for motive could be Sherlock Holmes, who's always looking for criminals' motives.
Right.
Then, in your mind, you put those images at places you'll remember along the path you chose. Later, at test time or whenever, you can move along the path in your mind, and the images will remind you of the words.
I wonder if that really works. I have a history exam next week, and I have to memorize a lot of information. I'm going to try to use the location method to study.
Good luck. I hope you see a dramatic improvement in your test grades.